Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in. Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back to the pod. Podcast is one day late this week because your girls were so tired, even though I feel like we honestly didn't do that much for Coachella, which we will dive into for a recap. But I feel like just coming back from the desert, it's so hot there. I feel like I just get like heat exhaustion and my body's so tired, even though we don't really do that much. So
yeah, I was so tired. I fell asleep immediately on the couch and then woke up and then ate dinner, tried to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, I was pretty much horizontal the whole day we came back. But yes, so we will do a Coachella recap. It's pretty quick. Honestly, it was a chill festival weekend. Mm-hmm. And then this week's episode, we're just going to do a quarter two mental health check and just share some things that we remind ourselves in the social media industry, just kind of as a mini-sode. I feel like this probably will be the same length as a normal episode, but just in case.
I know.
Just in case, labeled mini-sode. Okay, yeah. So I guess we can just dive into our Coachella recap. We did not have tickets and we did not go into the festival. Unfortunately, the things did not align.
But I think like it was meant to be because first of all, it's really hot. And also I really only wanted to go for Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
And the live stream was so good. I was really not expecting that. So it worked out.
Yeah, I didn't realize Coachella live streamed everything and I feel like that's really
cool.
And it's
not like a camera far away and it's like one angle. Like it was a production and
it's all the good angles, all the details. So I feel like we probably saw more of the show than most people did who were actually at the festival. So we drove up Thursday night, which is nice. I feel like we always like to get in a day early just to get settled. And we stayed at our friend Gretzi's house. She's actually from Canada and her sister came down and we met them last year at the Sol de Janeiro event, which is so funny because we've just stayed in touch over the year and it's officially like our 1 year friendship anniversary because it's literally Coachella last year. So, and they are so fun, so sweet. And so they have a house out in La Quinta. So we stayed with them and it was so fun, so nice, like the perfect girls festival weekend.
Yeah, it was so nice. They have such a nice pool too. So it was just chill and we got to chill.
That was Thursday. Honestly, we went to Whole Foods, did a whole Whole Foods run. And I feel like it was so nice because every year we have such a hard time finding food. We're like, we're not going to deal with that this year. So we got a bunch of snacks, fruit, and then we actually got food. So sandwiches, salads, and grabbed some of their pre-made meals. So we grabbed like salmon, potatoes, and green beans and had that for dinner one night. And it was honestly so clutch and just so nice to kind of have meals ready to go. And then we went to this Vietnamese restaurant that we really love in that area as well. When it's so hot out, I feel like a nice fresh spring roll is just so good.
Yeah. If you guys are staying more near La Quinta, the food options are very limited and it's surprisingly like 30 minutes from Palm Desert. Yeah. So if you are staying there, definitely a good idea to do a Whole Foods run. And that's in Palm Desert.
So we did that Thursday night and then everyone came in and then our friend from Orange County, Taylor, also joined us. So there was five of us staying together. And yeah, Thursday night was everyone just getting in. Taylor lives in Huntington, and it unfortunately took her basically 5 hours to get there, which is so crazy.
That's so crazy.
And I guess the people living in San Diego, it's nice because we technically have three options of ways to get to Palm Springs, because you can kind of come from like the south, you could come from the middle, and you can come from like in through Palm Springs on the north side. So our maps just gave us the quickest way, which we actually have never taken this way before, but we went through, it was Julian, right? And Borrego Springs, I think, and then by the Salton Sea and then back up. And we've never gone that way before, but we hit no traffic. We were, was like smooth the whole time, which was so nice. But I guess if you're coming from Orange County or LA, there's basically one way in, which causes all the crazy traffic. So felt so bad that she had to sit through that, because her maps like basically told her like 3 hours, and it just like the time did not change. She like drove for 2 hours and it still said 3 hours. So yeah, I was like, oh my gosh.
I think there's just more, if you're LA or OC, apparently you're gonna hit a lot of traffic on Thursday because everyone is going
is driving in. And I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, I'm not doing Coachella this year. Like, everyone kind of downplays it. And I think there's just this last minute decision that everyone is like, wait, like, I'm going, we're going. Like,
it's so funny. All the people, like the TikTokers that I follow or YouTubers, like, they all said they weren't going. And then, like, three or four of them separately all went last minute. So,
yeah, it felt like that was a very common theme. But so that was Thursday, pretty chill. And then Friday, we did not pack our schedule this year. We honestly just kind of did the main events on the outside, I guess. And it was so nice. Like, we got to sleep in. We didn't do any crazy content creation at like 5 a.m. at the sunrise at the windmills. I think this is the first year we didn't do that. And it was so nice to just relax and chill.
Yeah. I don't envision that for us Coachella wise anymore. I feel like festival, like batching content used to be a thing and now it's not so much. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like if we were closer, like if we were staying in Palm Springs, it's way easier to do, but we were literally staying on the opposite side, which is probably 45 minutes to an hour from where we would want to be, and there's just no way we were doing that this year. So we slept in, we got eggs at the store. So we made breakfast every morning, like scrambled eggs. And apparently Gretzi has this famous way she makes her scrambled eggs, and she went viral on social media for it. So she made eggs for us and she taught us how to make the scrambled eggs, and they were actually really good. I feel like I'm going to try to implement that into my egg routine.
My egg routine.
Yeah. Well, I love scrambled eggs. I eat eggs almost every day. Not every day, but for the most part for breakfast, because they're just so easy to whip up. And so she showed us how to do that. So that was really cool. And then I feel like our event on Friday was 818. It was supposed to be at 1 p.m., but they ended up pushing it to 2 p.m. because it was so dang hot. It was over 100 degrees. And the middle of the day is the hottest part of the day anyway. So thank goodness they pushed it back to 2. I honestly wish they pushed it back to 3, but
yeah, and it's okay. Because there's also no shade, like, in these villas and mini festivals with events, like, obviously there's not, like, a huge tent or anything, so you're kind of just running around in the sunlight, and it's very, very hot.
We were definitely sweating.
I could not handle it, honestly. Like, I really couldn't. It was not okay.
It was pretty brutal.
Like, yeah. I'm just like, how are people in the festival right now? I mean, honestly, I guess there is shade in the festival more so than these like estates where the brands have events.
It's just in the middle of like a dirt field, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but 818 was really fun. They had a ton of pop-ups and activations inside. They had a Celsius truck, which you guys know is our favorite. And they had some new flavors there, which was so yummy. I honestly can't even remember the name of the flavor, that main
Oh,
one.
I
It was
do
like a
because
sherbet or
I'm
something.
obsessed. I'm like, dang it. They literally just pulled me back in. I was craving one today and I was like, I cannot do this to myself. Like, I can't get back into my Celsius addiction, but I think it's retro vibe and
I
it's
think so. It's like a
literally, you guys,
sherbet.
so good. Like, that is the best flavor of a sparkling drink, honestly, that I've ever tried. Like, that was so good. I don't know why I thought it was amazing. And also they came out with cherry cola and that also was literally so good. Like, they really are pulling me back in because I would totally get those again.
I can only drink half of one, if that, at one time. I usually take a couple sips per day, and then
Because of
after
jitters?
2 days, just because I feel like if I drink too
Okay.
much of it, I don't really feel good. So, and it's just a lot of caffeine, and I feel like I normally don't have that much caffeine. So I really just try to, if I'm feeling tired, I'll have a couple sips. I feel like three good sips will really do it for me. And
I
so
wish they had minis. That would
I'll
be
just sip
nice.
on the same can until it's not bubbly anymore, and then I just give it to Andrew because he prefers it non-carbonated. So after the carbonation has kind of died out, then he'll finish it basically, and that's just kind of the rotation we have going for a Celsius drink. But those were so good. And then they also had the Rode photo booth vending machine, and I'm so excited we got to do that because I've seen them like pop up all over, but obviously the lines are so long and so crazy when they do them. So we did wait in line for that, and it was really hot because that was like the first thing we did. It was so worth it because we
Oh,
got some
two
of the lip
roads.
tints and it was really cute. And Hailey Bieber was actually there, so we got to see her, stunning queen. She's seriously so stunning. And same with Kendall Jenner. She was also there because obviously 818, and both of them just icon queens. I don't know. I
It's
love
just so
them.
funny because they were just like out in the open, but in this closed off area, and there was a lot of other people in the closed off area, and just like no one was going up to Kendall. And we're just like so curious who was in that
Yeah,
area,
the
or
VIP section.
no one was going up to Kendall or Haley. So they're just like standing there, and I'm like, wow, I don't know.
So that was fun. And then One Size Beauty had a pop-up as well, and they were giving away their setting spray and their setting powder, which is so perfect. It's so good. So we got to stock up on that, which was really nice. I'm trying to think what else.
They had like Good American. They have that St. James iced tea
Oh my
you
gosh, I
really
love
like.
St. James iced tea.
They had Skechers, which was
That one had a
interesting.
long line.
They
We
looked
didn't do that one,
cute.
but had a long line.
And then there's just like cute little goodie bags
Oh,
with
there was a Tory
some good
Burch
stuff.
perfume pop-up or something, and they had drinks too. And then they had food. Honestly can't remember. I think there was like tacos, pizza, and maybe a burger or something. I feel like that was kind of the vibe, but yeah, I feel like,
Oh, and they had a DJ. They had Anderson .Paak, which apparently his DJ name is DJ Pee-wee. And he was DJing, but it was just so hot. Like no one was in front of him until I'm sure later in the day, but we did not make it that far.
No, we did not. So we just kind of made our rounds, did the things, and then we were kind of over it because it was so hot. So we left, and the other girls ended up staying the entire time, which love that for them. But we were like, I need to go home and eat my cold, crispy Asian chicken salad, whatever, from Whole Foods. And it was so yummy. But yeah,
We
it
had
was
Whole Foods
hot,
waiting
hot,
for
hot.
us.
And that was basically it. And then we had Neon Carnival, or no, Nylon. We didn't do
Oh,
Neon
yeah,
Carnival.
Nylon House.
Nylon. Which was hosted, I guess, by Ulta, which was pretty cool. And it wasn't what I was quite expecting. I honestly wasn't sure what to expect, but there was a lot of activations. Like Marshalls had a pop-up. Was it CoverGirl? I think CoverGirl,
Yeah,
maybe.
CoverGirl.
And then
Those were
Ulta,
the
you
only
could
ones I
get like a little goodie
remember.
bag with like Ulta products. I don't know. And then obviously there's like the DJ and the stage and the tables and whatnot. And I feel
Tables.
like it would be really fun later in the night, or if you had a table, like, so fun. But we didn't stay too long because we were like so tired already from the day. And then we had to go home and witness Lady Gaga. So we had to get home in time. And because we stayed in La Quinta, it was honestly so nice because a lot of the non-festival events that are kind of mini festivals are on the La Quinta side where all the estates are. So we were actually pretty close to everything. I feel like we were a 5 to 10 minute drive from all the things we needed to go to. Yeah, we got
really lucky this year.
Yeah.
I don't know. We think that brands are migrating more south, like down to Thermal and La Quinta for the estates. But I swear, like in previous years,
we're always Palm Springs
houses. But yeah, we got super lucky because we got to go home 5 minutes and make it to Lady Gaga. I was literally so excited for that. So she went on at 11:10 and we made it just in time.
Yeah, we just watched it on the TV and honestly, genuinely felt like we were there. It was so crazy. It was so good. And I felt like watching it from home was so nice because again, you get all the camera angles, you get to see everything obviously up close, whereas if we were in the festival, we probably would have been in the back. Like there's no way we would have been anywhere near the stage. No so way. I think we had the better view at home, and yeah, it was just so crazy and so good the whole time.
Yeah, I like literally have no words for it. Like it was actually the most insane thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And I just had a feeling like I really tried hard because I was trying to enter the festival. I had this feeling she was going to be insane, but yeah, during the performance, Josh bought tickets for me. So
yeah,
I will be going in person to the full set tickets in Vegas. Because again, I literally have no words. Like Josh tried to talk to me about it yesterday and I was like, I'm honestly still sick and I can't talk about it. Like like it was so good, but
yeah, she's amazing. It like truly felt like we were there. And yeah, if people were really to talk about the performance, I feel like we literally could just speak as if we were there because it was just so crazy and so good. Yes, and we were just so tuned in
tonight.
And she played so many good songs. So yeah, that was amazing. Yeah. And then it was so nice because when it was over, we were already home and then we just showered and went to bed. We didn't have to deal with any of the traffic.
And they had, where we were staying, they have such a big TV, Gretzi and her family. So the TV was just it was so nice that we weren't watching on like a phone screen. Like it really made the experience. Yes,
absolutely. So yeah, that was great. And then okay, that was Friday. Saturday, again, slept in, woke up, had a nice breakfast, laid by the pool. Wait, did we lay by the pool? I went up by the pool for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because we got really fun floaties sent from Funboy, which was so nice. They sent the cutest floaty situations. So that was good. And then, yeah, I feel like we honestly started getting ready pretty early because we all wanted to get...
Gretzi did your makeup.
Oh, yeah. Gretzi did my makeup and she seriously killed it. She's so good. I love her style as a makeup artist. I feel like it's like the style that I really like and lean towards in terms of makeup artists. So she's just so good and knowledgeable. And yeah, that was really fun. It's always so fun to get your makeup done. So
yeah.
And then, yeah, I feel like we like filmed content, got ready. And then it was so sweet. Gretzi's mother-in-law took us to the festival because a lot of them don't have parking, so you have to use rideshare basically. So she offered to drive us, which was so nice,
and usually a long wait time for rideshare. Yeah, but a lot of the time you don't really have another option.
Yeah,
so yeah, that was really nice.
So super sweet. And then she dropped, I feel like we got there pretty much at maybe like 2:30.
Yeah, like pretty much right when it started.
Yeah. And it was so hot. It wasn't as hot as the previous day, but it was still hot.
Very hot. Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like Revolve Festival is seriously my favorite and they just have so many fun activations. It was very similar to 818, but just obviously Revolve style and all the photo spots. They had so many brands popping up there. I'm like trying to think. I feel like it's kind of overwhelming to think about. Okay.
They had like Ole Henriksen, Vivrel. Oh, yeah. They had I love when they do like a little Revolve store and it's like all the little beauty and like products they sell online. And you just get to take a tote bag and take like kind of anything you want, which is nice. And then the other one I really remember because it was my first time trying it was Raising Cane's, and Josh was like
Oh my God.
so excited that I tried it. He was like, "You
Really?
tried it with the sauce and all." He's like, "Are you serious?" And I'm like, "Yes." But yeah,
Love
so tried
that.
that for the first time and it was so good.
Okay, love that.
Well, yeah, they just had like a bunch of other random things. Like I feel like Revolve has they always have like random but really good pop-ups. Like they had a really good protein smoothie pop-up.
Oh
They had
yeah,
a
that
really good
was.
like oh Body Armor, which was electrolytes, so that's super needed. And then they had like a Korean beauty pop-up, which was cool. I'm excited to try that stuff out.
Yeah. Yeah,
Okay.
so I'm trying to think what else. Oh, they had the iconic swing thing again. I feel like they didn't have that last year, at least
Oh my
because
God, yes.
the venue was definitely smaller. So this year they brought that back, which I feel like it's so iconic. So I didn't
It's
go on
so
it,
cute and
but it's so
iconic. I'm
cute.
sad I wanted to go on it, but I was like blacked out mentally from the heat until the
Yeah.
performers went on. And at that time, like at that point, you can't
Yeah.
really go back.
I feel like
So,
it's so hard to focus when it's so hot. Like you're just trying to like stay hydrated, like not fall
yeah,
over.
I'm
So you
trying
like have
not
all
to
these,
pass out.
you have all these like content ideas or things you want to do or like rides you want to go on, but like literally your brain
Yes.
is not functioning because it's so hot until the evening. It did get cloudy towards the end, which was really nice, but until then it was yeah, pretty brutal, I would say. But yeah, so we did kind of all the activation things, got our canes. I'm so excited you tried it, and I'm so excited
I
that you like
know, it's
it.
so
I
good. I
love
really like
canes. And
it.
they didn't even have the fries or the bread, so she only tried the nuggets, so she didn't even get the full experience.
I
So
know
we'll have
that's
to
exactly what
go.
Josh said.
Yeah, we'll have to get the full experience.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then it was time for the performers. We started watching. There was this really cool South African DJ that our friend Taylor was just obsessing over because she's from South Africa, which is so cool, and they were really good.
I know, that's so cool.
And I think basically Tyga went on after that,
Yeah.
and he honestly, he was pretty good. Like I don't know what my expectations were. I feel like I didn't really have any, but I feel like I was pleasantly surprised by his performance. I feel like he was really good and obviously sang all his iconic songs. And I feel like Revolve is just so good at getting the like iconic OG artists with all the songs that like we had in high school and college.
Yeah, they had Tyga. Oh my God, and then Cardi B went on,
Yeah,
which
I
is
love
obviously
Cardi B, but I
iconic.
feel like she didn't really sing that much.
I
She was
think
just
she
kind of
was
up
like
there dancing and like would
dancing.
say a couple words,
She
but
was
then
just
like
like really having fun and like
she
good
was
for
just
her.
vibing.
Yeah, she was vibing.
Love that for her. And then yeah, the main performer was Lil Wayne, which I guess AKA Lil Tunchi.
Little Tunchi. Yeah.
And he was so good too. I feel like that's so iconic to have him.
Yeah. Oh my God. I was like obsessed with him in middle school, which like LOL, why was I obsessed with him?
Yeah.
But I feel like that was his peak. And I got to hear Lollipop Live. I used to love that
Yeah.
song. Yeah, he was fun. He was really good. He
And
just seemed like
somehow.
cute and healed.
Yeah, somehow we found our way into the VIP section. It was honestly so crazy because it was just so random. Like all the people in there, like Jordan Chiles, the Olympic gymnast, she was in there. We were standing next to
Chris
Cardi B's
Brown.
table. Like her kids were sitting in there when like she was finished performing. Chris Brown was randomly in there. And like it's so
Just
funny
like in
because
front of
Tyga
us.
and Lil Wayne sang the same song that they have with Chris Brown. And I'm just like, why did the three of you just not perform this together? They could
Yeah.
have all just gotten up there and played the song one time and did the thing. But, and then it was so funny. We looked up another person. It was Cher's boyfriend, this young
Oh,
guy.
yes. And then someone said Shaboozey was there too. Oh, and Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz was like in the audience, like front and center, just singing along.
It was really cute. He was like
having a good time.
Lil Wayne's number one fan.
Oh, for sure.
I think he was standing on something because
he was singing every single song. Every word. He knew it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was really fun. But yeah, that was Revolve Fest, and I feel like so fun. I love that so much. And then, yeah, we didn't do anything at night. We went home. We watched Green Day on the TV. And then we watched a little bit of Travis Scott. And then we were like, okay, time to go to bed. So we didn't even really see his performance.
Yeah, Travis Scott went on at midnight, which is
so late. So crazy. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And then I saw some of T-Pain's performance on, like, Reels and stuff today.
Oh.
And it looked so good. He had such a big crowd. I'm just so happy for him. I love him so much. Like, yeah. He just mentioned something about, like, it's taken him 20 years to get on this stage. And I'm like, this man deserved his moment. So,
we love him. That.
Yeah. Yeah, he had such a good turnout. So,
He was main stage, right? I think he was main stage too.
But like at 5 o'clock or something. So slightly on the earlier side. But yeah.
Still really cool on main stage.
So yeah, that was fun. It was just such a low key festival experience for us. I feel like we just did the things we wanted to do. We didn't go to too many events and whatnot.
Honestly, and that was very nice. Doable, and I really enjoyed how we did Coachella this year because we also left on Sunday instead of Monday. Because Sunday was technically day three of Coachella, but oh my god, it was so nice, like, beating the traffic home and just like resetting before the actual start of the week. So
Yeah, that's basically our Coachella recap, which leads into our influence of the week, which I feel like mine is just Revolve Festival. If you know me, I love Revolve so much. I feel like I'm such a diehard Revolve girly. I love their stuff. Like, I shop there. I buy things from them. Like, I just feel like I love the brands that they carry, the styles that they have. So I just love going to Revolve Fest, seeing all the girlies, seeing all the outfits. It's really fun to see celebrities. We saw Victoria Justice, throwback. All the Love Island people were there. There's just so many, and everyone's just kind of walking around. It's just so funny. But yeah, so fun. So my influence of the week is just the Revolve Festival. What is your influence?
My influence of influence of the year.
She can barely speak.
I can't explain to you guys the feeling that Lady Gaga's performance gave me. Like, it is not of this world. It is more than the Eras Tour, which is actually really crazy. I think I just forgot, like, oh my god, I have so many emotions around it because Lady Gaga was literally my, like, number one before Taylor Swift, like, diehard love, okay, for music. And then she went on, like, the past few years, like, she's just been on this hiatus creating different kinds of music. I think that, like, I don't know,
she was
like feeding a part of her soul. Like, she had a residency in Vegas that Josh's parents went to, but it's like a jazz, she had like a jazz acoustic residency in Vegas, and like she's just like taking a little break, and then all of a sudden she literally came back 100 times better, and I just like don't even have the words, like, of the performance that she did. Okay, that will go down in history. That was one of the best performances we have all ever seen as a country in this lifetime, I will say. Okay, like, seriously, it was so insane.
It was like the storytelling, like the theatrics, the set on stage, the lights, like, it was a whole story the whole time, basically. And it all tied together, and it was just, like, so good.
It was so good. I just respect her as an artist so much. It brings me to tears, okay? Like, I can't. I love Lady Gaga so much. She is such a creative. She is such a once-in-a-lifetime performer, and I am so thankful to be alive for Lady Gaga and Taylor Swift in the same lifetime, okay? I feel like
the whole time we were watching it, and Danielle's just like staring at the TV, and she's like, "Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
Not believe it!" Like, the song choices and the songs that she brought in that are not on this album were so good. I could not believe she opened with Bloody Mary. That was crazy. I can't believe she ended with. Oh my god, I just like, oh, I'm still processing. I really, truly am. If a ticket falls into my lap for weekend two on Friday, I will drive up for Lady Gaga. But we'll see. I'm really excited to see her. And yeah. I'm sure she's going to announce, I'm sure she'll announce LA dates, but as of now, she doesn't have them, but I will be going again because I know she's not going to finish this tour and not go to LA. That's so, so crazy.
Well, I feel like her California dates were Coachella because she's there two weekends. So that's 2 days, technically.
Yeah, it's just and like, honestly, that's so crazy.
You were also looking at ticket prices, and the ticket prices for Coachella are way cheaper than her actual ticket prices.
Yeah, her ticket prices are now, like, the tickets we bought are already more expensive. I want to sell them and then, like, make enough to, like, go into the pit because the pit prices are over 2,000. Jeez. So, yeah, that's crazy.
But yeah.
I'm overwhelmed, and that's my influence of the week of the year.
Still processing.
I'm glad we got to witness that together.
It was like really crazy. Like, I feel like she should win. I don't know what award it would be, if it's a Grammy or what, but like that performance deserves some sort of actual award because it was like so good and crazy.
Yes.
Wrapping up our Coachella recap 30 minutes later, diving into our episode this week. Is we just wanted to do a mental health check for the new quarter and just things that we like to remind ourselves in the social media space and the industry, because I feel like we can all kind of get wrapped up in it all and kind of just be in this tunnel vision bubble. And I feel like it's good to every once in a while take a step out, reflect on things, and just have these reminders out there. So I feel like we'll just dive right in to this list because I feel like it's really, really good. So again, these are just things that we remind ourselves being in the social media industry. So the first thing is people's judgments are not a reflection of you. It's a reflection of them. And I feel like this is so important, especially if you're just starting out and you are scared of judgment from just what people might think, what your friends will think, what your family would think about it. I feel like judgment is obviously very scary and it keeps a lot of people from doing what they love. But if you genuinely love it and you really want to do it, you have to. Oh, I think the best way to kind of get over the judgment is truly just remind yourself it's not a reflection of you at all. And people are going to judge. They just are. And that's kind of part of the industry. But I feel like the sooner that you're aware that it's a reflection of them and not you, the easier it is to kind of process that, if that makes sense. Like, at the end of the day, you're your biggest cheerleader. So you have to just not dwell in the judgment. And we'll talk more about it too in terms of like friendships and whatnot a little later, but yeah, it's really scary at the beginning, but you have to be able to move past that to kind of break that barrier of entry to be in the industry.
Yeah, I feel like everyone goes through this. Like, everyone feels this at every point in this industry, honestly. But I feel like as time goes on and the more you are in the industry, you also build thick skin and you figure out ways that you just figure out ways to avoid caring, I guess. Like, for me, if I know a video is going viral, like, I'm not reading the comments because people are like actually crazy. So if it would help you to like not read comments, to hide your insights and not pay too much of attention to that, to stop the fear of judgment of others, like, just do those little things. But I think it's also important to remember that, like, literally everyone experiences this, even if you are at like a million followers. Like, it doesn't really go away. But yeah, it says more about them than it does about you.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like I was gonna say something and I forgot. Dang it.
I hate when that happens.
Okay, maybe it'll come back to me. I was gonna say, just like, the more you do it and put yourself out there, the more you get used to it and you kind of think less about the judgment. I feel like Obviously, we've been doing this for years, so I feel like we've kind of gotten to a point where we don't even really think about it anymore. And truly, when people comment wild things, we are just so equipped to be like, that is such a reflection on them and their projecting onto you versus what's actually true about yourself. And is if you can remind yourself of that, I feel like your mental health will be in such a better place than and be able to kind of process that judgment, I guess, and be able to handle it. So yes, you're not alone. Everyone goes through it. And then just remember, it's not a reflection of you, it's a reflection of them. The next thing is you deserve a seat at the table. So basically, if an opportunity comes to you, it's meant to be yours. Sometimes we get crazy opportunities and we're like, how did I get invited to this? Like, you go to the event, you don't know any, you know who the people at the event are, but they don't know you. And you're just like, how am I in the same room with so and so? Like, why did this brand invite me? This is so crazy. I don't belong here. I feel like imposter syndrome is huge in this industry. And so just reminding yourself that if a brand reached out to you, they obviously wanted you there. They see something in you and you deserve a seat at that table.
Yeah. Yeah. Same with like, if you feel imposter syndrome with like getting a brand giving you a really high rate, I feel like that's kind of common. I feel like how I try to think of it is I try to change the mindset of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I was invited to this, or I can't believe they're paying me this much, and to like, I can believe it. Because I think you're also, when you do that, you're kind of aligning more to that frequency and you genuinely will start believing you do deserve a seat at the table. But yeah, that takes some practice, and imposter syndrome is so common and it's so real. So again, you're not alone and you do deserve a seat at the table. Even if you need to repeat that mantra in your head, like every single morning, whenever you go into an event or whatever, just keep reminding yourself of that because it's true.
Yeah. And I feel like obviously it's easier said than done, but you just kind of, it's kind of like a fake it till you make it situation, where you just have to keep telling yourself these things and then you will start to believe it yourself and then you'll feel more confident in dealing with these kind of situations. But again, I feel like every creator experiences this, even if you don't see that or you don't feel like it. But when you do find yourself in these situations and you're like at that event, like I feel like really having a strong mindset with it and just being knowing you're meant to be there, I feel like your approach is so different. Because if you're like, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe I got invited to this, like, how am I here? Then I feel like your interactions at the event will be different versus if you were to be like, I deserve a seat at the table, I deserve to be here. Like, you know, this brand obviously values my partnership, my content, whatever it is. And then I feel like when you interact with others there, you kind of have just a different...
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Level of confidence to you, and you'll interact more, and you'll see people more kind of on your same level versus putting them on a pedestal. Because I feel like when you put someone on a pedestal, then it's really hard. I feel like that communication is just very different.
So. Yeah, I really, like, you gotta remember that we are literally all equals in this industry, but also honestly in life. But we are all equals, and I don't know, I feel like that's the mindset I try to take when I'm in a room with like some high level people. And then I think you are just aligning to that frequency, and that's so important.
Yeah, definitely agree. The next one is, everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear. I feel like this industry is truly just about trusting yourself and putting yourself out there. Obviously at the beginning, and even at points throughout, it's very scary to try new things, to do new things, whether that's posting a new type of content, going to an event alone, just going to events in general, maybe going to lunch with a brand rep or something. Everything when it's new for the first time is very scary, and that's a very normal feeling to have. So just trust yourself and just know that when you put yourself out there, that's obviously, it's going to benefit you. And I feel like you learn so much when you overcome that fear. And I feel like you feel so good after too. Like, you truly feel like you've accomplished something so big, which you have. And then you just get more and more confidence every time you do that. Even if it's little things, the more you can conquer those fears, the better you're going to be at approaching fear, basically.
Yeah, this is like one of my favorite mantras, always, forever. It's such a good one. And whenever I saw also a quote that said, I forget exactly what the quote was, but it is like, everyone feels fear. It's the ones that like step into that and embrace that fear that come out on the other side. And that's how you build confidence, pretty much. So maybe try to like shift your mindset into fear being a bad thing, into fear being a good thing, because that's what gets you out of your comfort zone.
I feel like that's where the growth happens.
That's where the growth happens. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So shifting that mindset around that is huge.
And I feel like too, most of the times at events, everyone is feeling this same feeling. And so just remind yourself of that too. You're not alone. You're not the only one. Everyone else is also very nervous to be there. So I feel like when I go to events, especially alone, I try to find someone I know or try to find the brand contact and just kind of start talking to people. And the more you do that, then you kind of, that edge kind of eases off and you're like, oh wait, I can do this. I can do hard things. Like, this is scary, but I'm doing it and I'm okay. And then you're like, okay, it wasn't a big deal as I built it up in my head to be. And then the next time when you do it, you're not as kind of freaked out about it, or maybe won't have as much anxiety. And then each time it just gets better and better. So it kind of just takes practice and getting used to. But I feel like that's such a good one to remind yourself, because you don't want to let fear hold you back, because then I feel like it's just going to like hold you back from success that you could have in the industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Love that one a lot. And then my favorite one is the next one, which is, you don't get what you don't ask for. And I just feel like the industry is so much bigger than it was a few years ago. And you can't just sit around waiting for things to happen to you or just fall in your lap. Like, yes, sometimes that might happen. But in general, I feel like there are so many creators and options now for brands that you really have to be going after what you want, whether that's pitching, sending, you know, brand deck, like inspo boards to brands and like really going above and beyond, or, you know, if you have a need, asking a brand, whether that's if you want to bring a plus one, like it never hurts to ask. The worst thing they're going to say is no. Or if you need an extension on a deadline because something came up. So instead of forcing your content and rushing, maybe just asking for that extra day. Like, one thing for me is I feel like brands always want content on a Friday for some reason. And I'm like, You're going to get this content Friday afternoon. You're not even going to review it until Monday. Mm-hmm. So it's like you might as well, if you need the time and it'll help you be less stressed, you might as well just ask for the weekend if you're like okay with working on the weekends. I feel like I like to do things on the weekend because mm-hmm. that just kind of gives me a little more time. And then say you can submit content like first thing Monday morning, and that gives you 2 full days to basically do it. And then that way, I feel like most of the time I get it done Friday anyway, but it kind of takes that stress off. So I feel like that's just kind of an example of you don't get what you don't ask for. And then obviously mm-hmm. with budget and partnerships and paid partnerships and whatnot, or switching from gifting to paid, you truly will never know if you can get paid by a brand if you don't ask. I'm trying to think other situations.
Like that's the biggest one for me. I feel like there's so many times where I'm scared to be like, if I'm scared to ask, like, okay, like, would love to continue this partnership into the next month, or like, if I'm mainly like, if you want to negotiate higher, you mm-hmm. really will never get what you don't ask for. And then there's been so many times where I feel so scared to send the email or ask for a higher number, but I just send it and then I'm just like kind of freaking out. And then next thing you know, they're like, yeah, would love to move forward with this. And then I'm just thinking like, wow, I can't believe that I almost didn't ask for that, or I was scared to ask for that. Clearly there was room for it. So yeah, this is such a huge one, and it's one that I have to continuously remind myself of, because there are a lot of times where I'm scared to ask for things. I feel like that's built into us as women. So mm-hmm. I do have to remind myself of this one, but it's literally so rewarding.
I feel like too with brands and payment, I feel like the first number they throw out is not the final and highest offer they can give unless they are very specific and like they say the budget is not flexible, this is the rate. I feel like if it's not explicitly stated there, I feel like there's always kind of some wiggle room. So I feel like that could be a good reminder when you are going in to ask for more budget and whatnot, just knowing like, okay, they probably have more wiggle room. That was just the first number that mm-hmm. they're throwing out, and seeing which creators will take it. So I feel like that always helps me kind of remember, because again, it's like negotiations and all that. Yeah. But yeah, just in general, like truly anything. I'm trying to think of like crazy stories where I'm like, I got something that I wouldn't have gotten if I didn't ask for it. Can't think of any off the top of my head. Yeah. But I feel like sometimes it could be the smallest things, then you're just shocked. Like,
yeah. Like the biggest thing also for me, and I'm sure a lot of other people, it's like you don't want to come off as annoying or just like rub someone the wrong way by like asking for too much. But I also feel like then you're thought of as the girl that'll ask, and they might as well throw out the higher number because they know you're going to ask, or they might as well like that. Like you kind of teach people how to treat you because you're going to ask for what you want.
Yeah, that's a good point. But yeah, even that's asking, like negotiating like deliverables, contracts, like truly anything. Like it is okay to ask questions. And like you said, I feel like in this industry, sometimes we're just too scared to ask questions because we have this mindset that like if I ask a question, like they're just going to take this opportunity away from me because I asked a question, which is, if you think about it, so crazy to think, because it's very normal to ask questions about the brief if you don't understand something, ask questions about the contract if you don't understand something. Like that is very, very normal. We just don't, I feel like our brains just don't work that way. We just like automatically freak out if we have to ask a question. Just a good reminder, you don't get what you don't ask for. And that's like my favorite one. Okay, next one is knowing the difference between being polite and kind as opposed to being a people pleaser. I feel like this is like life and in this industry, and being able to set healthy boundaries in the industry is good, whether that's with other creators or brand partnerships. I feel like it's really good to know the difference, that there is that line of like being polite and assertive, and like you don't have to be a people pleaser to be successful. Like people aren't gonna, again, reject you because you asked a question or you stood up for yourself. Like if you submit content, and I've had to do this before where a brand sent the brief and I literally read the brief, did everything in the brief, submitted my content, and they were like, hey, I was wearing a shirt, and they were like, hey, can you do this exact video with the shirt tucked in, which literally meant I would have to completely redo the whole thing because they didn't put that in the brief. And I was just like, I feel like I, you know, had to like take some deep breaths because I was really frustrated at the beginning over like something so small, you would think. But it's like, if that was so important to the brand, they should have put that in the brief. And so I just politely told them like, hi, like, I'm so happy you loved the video. Like, thank you for the feedback. Like, unfortunately, if that is the request, then I will have to refilm the whole thing. Is there any way that we can avoid doing that as it wasn't initially mentioned in the brief? Or if we do have to reshoot, is there any additional budget you can provide for that since it was not originally mentioned in the brief? I feel like I kept tying it back to that. And they were like, oh, like, thank you so much for like sharing your thoughts on this. Like, we'll move forward with the current content. Like, and I didn't end up like refilming or anything. But I feel like if I was kind of leaning towards the more people pleaser side, I would have just refilmed the whole thing, which again would have taken me so long because it was one of those videos where you like style a shirt 5 different ways.
Yeah.
And so it's just obviously exhausting and just redo the whole thing. And again, it was not in the initial brief. And I feel like when brands need edits, it's more so of like tweaking voiceovers or getting different cuts or kind of views, not completely changing a video because they changed their mind on the vision of what they wanted. And so I felt that was like a really good example of just like being polite and kind and assertive and like still setting my boundary and kind of standing my ground. And they completely understood. They saw my side of it. And then we moved forward with the video and it was fine.
Yeah. And then you, that's a wild ask, but then you didn't need to like compromise everything and like how you were feeling just to be a people pleaser. Yeah, I've definitely experienced that too. I feel like this also really goes for when you have like a really good relationship with the brand and then they get a little bit too comfortable and they think that you're going to do extra things for free and you don't want to like ruin the relationship. Yeah. So you do have to stand your ground a little bit. And again, yeah, that's not being polite. You are being polite and you're just not being a people pleaser. You're sticking to your boundaries. So I feel like, honestly, I have to remind myself of this a lot because I feel like brands are like, oh, we should just ask because you don't get what you don't ask for. So they're probably applying that to us. And then we say yes. You gotta apply like, oh, back. Yeah, way. Yay. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. This is a good one to remind yourself of because yeah, people will ask for a lot, I think, in this industry because it is so gray and there's no like rules or like, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Next one is not everyone is going to like you, so you might as well do what makes you happy. I feel like there's that quote where it's like a friend to all is a friend to none, basically meaning
it's also
like
a Taylor Swift lyric.
Oh, love that. I feel like there's no way you can please everyone. Like, you literally just can't. And you might as well just do what makes you happy and do you at the end of the day because it's just truly impossible to please everyone. And then I feel like when you try to please everyone, then you kind of lose yourself and like what you stand for and what you believe in. And so, yeah, just accepting that like not everyone is going to like you and that's okay. Not everyone has to like you. Like, you have different tastes. Everyone has different tastes, different preferences, different styles, different aesthetics. Like, there's so many things that like it's okay if someone doesn't like you, truly.
Yeah, my therapist has to remind me of this a lot and she's told me like if everyone likes you, you're doing something wrong because you literally cannot be liked by everyone. And she helps me realize like if people like don't like you or you don't like other people, that's healthy and that's normal and that's good. And that means you're like sticking to your own values and beliefs and what you believe in, and you're not just being a mirror to other people. So yeah, that's in life, but also in this industry.
Yeah, I feel like it's a really good reminder for the industry specifically because it's like, you know, we see each other at events and like just because you don't like someone doesn't mean you have to be rude or mean. Like, definitely still be polite, you know, and authentic, obviously. But And like, you can say hi to people at events, but that doesn't mean you have to be their best friend. It doesn't mean you have to hang out outside events. It doesn't mean you have to shoot content together. But if like some people don't like you, then it's okay. Like you don't need everyone to like you. That's just mm-hmm. too much, honestly, if you think about it. That's a lot. So yeah, that's definitely a really good one. The next one is having the courage to walk away from toxic situations or friendships. And I feel like you just really owe it to yourself. If someone isn't supportive of your journey, it might be time to reevaluate that relationship. Whatever relationship that role plays in your life, it could be time to reevaluate, because at the end of the day, there's no reason to let anyone dull your sparkle. I saw this Jay Shetty video on TikTok. I ended up resharing it or reposting it, whatever. And it was just so good. I feel like I saw like 20 people reshare this. But basically he said, real friends clap the loudest when you win, even if they're still waiting for their turn. Mm-hmm. Real friends know your success is a reflection of hard work and not luck. Real friends are happy to see you shine because your light doesn't dim theirs. And real friends do the same back. And I feel like if that's not what you feel in these situations or friendships that you have, then is it truly serving you? Because, again, I feel like we talk about this a lot, like, what is it? Collaboration over competition or just support in general. It's like, just because someone got an opportunity doesn't mean you can't. It just shows you that that is something you can do. And I feel like being able to shift your mindset to that is just such like a positive way to look at things. And when friends are jealous, like, they'll be like, oh, she just got that because she got lucky. Like, she didn't work for that, or she didn't do anything for that, she just got lucky. That's such hater behavior and not nice. Whereas like, real friends know, like, you've been working so hard and your success is paying off, and they're happy for you and they're cheering for you and they are clapping for you. And they truly see that, like, just because they're shining doesn't mean you're also not shining. Like, you can all shine together. So yeah, I feel like if those friendships aren't serving you, like, it is okay to create space and distance yourself from that. Like, that is a healthy thing to do.
Yeah, I feel like the easiest way to think about it is, if you feel like you're nervous to tell a friend about something really exciting that you got, or or an exciting milestone in your life, if you're nervous to tell them that because you know they're gonna react like in a jealous way or a judgmental way, like, it's time to walk away. And I feel like this industry does bring that out in a lot of people, just because it's not your traditional industry where everyone's like on the same, like, everyone is on the same playing field, but
You don't like see the behind the scenes of it. You only see basically the result on Instagram. So it's like, oh, they're not working hard. They're just like getting lucky or whatever, but you don't know.
It's common, unfortunately, in this industry, because you can constantly compare yourself to other people if you're not careful. So, just see the red flags as they are.
And even with your friends who are not in the industry as well, I feel like it should be very similar, where even if they might not understand it or they don't really get it, like, there should still be that supportive vibe that, like, they're there for you. You can talk about your frustrations with them. You can share your accomplishments or milestones with them, and like, they'll clap for you and not judge you basically for being on social media. Again, I feel like that's definitely a jealousy factor on their end, but true friends will truly just be so happy and excited for you. And if you don't get that feeling, that's your red flag to kind of evaluate the situation. So definitely a big one. And I feel like who you surround yourself with is so important, because that's kind of the energy and the vibe that you'll be around all the time. And like, if you have a bunch of friends who are not supportive, who talk behind people's backs, who like to put others down, like, that's such like a negative circle of energy. Whereas if you have friends who are supportive, excited, sharing your name in rooms you're not in, like making introductions, like all those things, then it's like you all just grow and like go up together. Like, you're everyone's like carrying each other up versus like everyone pulling each other down, you know, to see who could get to the top first or whatever it is. So Yeah, definitely a good reminder to just kind of evaluate your circle and how you feel when you hang out with someone and really just think about your peace and the energy and the vibes that you're getting from that and make sure it serves you in a positive way, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the next one is related to that. Quality of friends is better than quantity of friends. I feel like sometimes social media makes it look like you need this huge circle of friends to do all these crazy things with. And if you don't have that, like, you're not as cool. And it's just like, you do not need 25 best friends all the time to do all the things with. Like, truly, I feel like as you get older, you kind of start to realize that. And like, it's so much more peaceful to have a closer, tight knit group of friends who you can actually have genuine, deep level conversations with than just like this huge group that's like very surface level. Like, you don't really have that deeper connection. And I just feel like quality friendships will just bring you so much more peace and happiness at the end of the day than having to worry about all these friends that you want to please, want to hang out with, want to do all the things. And then your time, and then you just feel overwhelmed and it's just exhausting. And you're just like, your cup is so empty at the end of the day and the end of the week, where it's just, it's not worth it, because then it begins to affect your mental health.
Yeah. I feel like my therapist has told me that. When your circle gets smaller, it really does mean you're growing and you're doing the work and you're prioritizing yourself and your peace in some certain situations, obviously. But like, as you grow and you will lose friends sometimes, like, it means you're standing up for something and you are putting yourself before maybe a relationship that you actually did outgrow, but you just are like people pleasing or whatever it may be. I don't know. I really do think it's true.
Yeah.
Like, the smaller the circle, one, it's more quality, and also like it's kind of like a signal of growth.
Yeah. And I feel like obviously it can be hard to let things go, especially if they've been around for a while and you're just like, have all these memories and you reminisce or you have this vision of the future of you, like, you guys being friends and like it was going to be a certain way, but you know, their true colors are showing and you're just like not getting what you want from that friendship. Once you realize, I feel like when you're surrounded by quality, you just feel so much better. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you're at peace and like, as women, I feel like our bodies just need peace. Like, our cortisol levels need peace. Our hormones need peace. Agreed. Like, our mental health needs peace. Our anxiety just needs peace. Like, we need peace. And so anyone who's in that circle who is disturbing that peace, like, goodbye. You can keep them at an arm's reach, at a distance. But, like, your circle is, like, tight and close. And, like, those are the people that you trust. And, like, you know, that's like the type of friend they are. So quality.
Yeah, it's the best feeling when you have that.
Yeah, I feel like for me, like, I used to be so nervous to have like a small group of friends because I always wanted a big group of friends because I would be so scared that I wouldn't have any friends at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. But then again, as you get older, you realize like you don't need so many friends. It's more about the quality in each friendship that is just so much more fulfilling and rewarding. And again, so peaceful. And as we get older, we're just looking for that peace. So
you really are.
Next one, I feel like, is super, super important. Be kind to people because you never know what they're going through. I feel like kindness just goes such a long way, especially in this industry. Whether you're at an event, you're emailing or communicating with brand reps through a computer screen, you're hanging out with creators, like, you just truly never know what people are going through. And I feel like in the industry, it is very virtual besides events, obviously, but the virtual aspect of it, like when you are communicating via email, it's like you're speaking to a human on the other side of the screen. And sometimes we might forget that, but just being kind when you meet people at events, just like saying hi, I feel like is like such a nice thing you can do. And I feel like it seems so, so simple, but you would be so surprised how many people do not. Like, we go to events all the time and we will see someone we know and they will not say hi to us. And we are just like, do they not remember us? Mm-hmm. Do they not like I'm like, we definitely made eye contact. Like, it's just like so interesting. So I feel like if you can just kind of break the ice and go up to that person and say hi, like, it just is so nice when someone comes up and says hi to you. And I feel like you feel really good when that happens. So it's like, if you can do that to someone else, like, definitely recommend that, because sometimes someone just needs a hi, you know?
Yeah, we all just want to feel welcomed at the end of the
and
day.
And accepted.
Honestly. Yeah. So, yeah, I feel like no one would ever react in a bad way if you went up and said hi or made them feel welcome or said something nice. And if it does, then that says more about them than it does about you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel like this is genuinely the key to building relationships with brands in this industry too, because I mean, you should just be a kind person like in mm-hmm. life, but especially in this industry, I think that's what will set your relationship apart from someone else. And I just feel like there's a lot of girls in the pool for mm-hmm. these brands to choose from. So if you do have a really great relationship, you have always been super nice, they're gonna think
and
of you
people
first,
remember when you're nice to them.
Yeah,
truly
people remember how you made them feel.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so again, being kind, not only is it the right thing to do and the good thing to do, but it will also help you be more successful, because people will remember, oh my gosh, I want to work with her again. She was so nice. She was so easy to work with. She was so great. Or, you mm-hmm. know, in person on a brand trip, we want to invite her again. She was so nice to everyone. She was so kind. Like, I feel like that's what you want people to be saying. So
yes,
just a good reminder there. Next one, we have a couple left, is everything happens for a reason and will always work out. And I feel like I'm a true believer of this. What's meant for you will find you. Like, yes, you do have to be putting in the work and, you know, doing all the things you need to be doing. But if it's meant to work out and it's meant for you, like, it will find you. Truly.
Yeah. And rejection is redirection. That's a mm-hmm. really good one that I'm always reminding myself of, because I feel like we can be really hard on ourselves when we don't get something or if we weren't invited somewhere, but truly you were not, that wasn't your time. Mm-hmm. It wasn't meant to be. Yeah. I think this is like the best one to remind yourself of, just because it's really easy to get caught up in everything, especially when you get stuck in the comparison game. So I think genuinely believing this puts out really good energy into the universe and will help you attract what's meant for you, because you're not constantly holding on to things.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw this thing where it's like, hold on, let me think. Wait, they said, oh, I forget what it is. Hold on. Oh my God.
Okay, it'll come to you. I was just going to say too, I feel like I try to look at this as things not being a hard no. It's just kind of like a not right now. Like, it's not mm-hmm. your time right now. And to just keep going, keep doing the things you're supposed to be doing, you know, being consistent, engaging, building your community, staying authentic to yourself, like being kind. And it's just a not right now. And it'll come when it's meant to be and when you're truly ready for it. Maybe you're not ready for it right now and you don't realize that. And so mm-hmm. I feel like that's how I try to look at it.
Yeah, agree.
Did it come back to you?
It did, but like for some reason, I cannot think of the word. Like when you're really attachment, what the heck? I couldn't think of that. Attachment, and I can't remember what the exact quote is, but when you, attachment is like the thief
of joy.
It like holds you back. Like nothing, I can't remember what the, it's attachment and craving. Some, I don't know, you guys. Okay, I'm going crazy. But
I'm like, wait,
when you're
maybe
so
Google
attached
it.
To a certain outcome, that's it, heavily holds you back, because like yes. you're not, you're blind and like you're only like, I mm-hmm. don't know, you're supposed to just like accept things
yes,
and let
like,
it go.
Like there's not one path to this thing you want. There are multiple ways to get there. And if you're so attached to it, you only see the one path in front of you.
Yeah.
Whereas like if you take off yes. the blinders and you accept it, you'll see all the different ways to get mm-hmm. there, basically.
Yes, that's yeah. essentially what I was
love that. Love
say.
That. Okay.
I love that.
Next one is trust your gut. Obviously, that seems very simple, but in this industry, it is so, so important, whether that's trusting your gut with brands, with friends, with certain collaborations. I feel like if you feel like a brand deal is too good to be true, it probably is. If you feel like something's weird or something's off, it probably is, whether that's brand deals, friends, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, truly trust your gut and how you're feeling with stuff. Obviously, you can confide in your friends and talk about it and see if anyone else has experienced a certain situation. But most of the time, they will probably say the same thing. So I feel like the brand thing is, like, really big. Like, if you feel like it's weird, something's not right, they are being weird about payment, mm-hmm. whatever, the contract, yeah. they won't send a contract, they won't change something in a contract, they, I don't know, just, like, those kinds of things, trust your gut, and it is okay to say no and decline things mm-hmm. that don't align with you, especially if it feels off, because, again, we've all done those brand deals at the end of the day that, like, probably shouldn't have done. They felt off, but we couldn't say no. And you live and you learn. And yeah. then you learn not to do that again. But if you would have trusted your gut, aka me, in the first place, we would have never been in that situation. So that one is huge, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like I had to work really hard to understand the difference between anxiety and your gut, because it's really, really easy to mess up. Like, if you think your gut's telling you something, but then you're like, I can't tell if I'm just anxious about it. They say that anxiety is really urgent. Like, it's like pressing and urgent, but your gut feeling is more like calm, and it's more of like a knowing. But it is kind of hard to tell the difference. I don't know if you guys like get that or mm-hmm. Relate to that, but sometimes like I have to like really sit back and like ground myself and I don't know, just like take a step back with my anxiety to really understand like what something is trying to tell me.
Yeah, and I feel like you said, I feel like anxiety is kind of like immediate in the moment yeah. anxiety, but like gut feelings are kind of like they will sit with you long term until you realize them mm-hmm. and acknowledge them. And you're like, okay, wait, actually, this doesn't feel right. Whereas, like, I feel like anxiety is more of like a worry about something yeah. very recent and present right in front of you. And like that gut feeling is like, okay, I've been thinking about if I should work with this brand or not. It's been a couple days and I just like don't feel good about it. So that's probably going to be a pass for me. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Yeah, but definitely a good point for sure. Okay, and then the last one is such a good reminder, but everyone lives on a different timeline. Like, you don't feel like you need to rush things. It's so funny because I feel like you just see all these creators all the time. Everyone is getting engaged and they're getting married and they're having kids and they're buying houses and they're buying cars and all these things are happening. And we forget that social media is a highlight reel and that there are these social pressures sometimes to do things on a certain timeline and, you know, to stay relevant or to be cool or to have that new shiny thing or whatever it is. And at the end of the day, we all know that we have to do what's best for us. And that's why your audience loves you and follows you because it's you and your journey. If your journey looked identical to someone else, like, they wouldn't need to follow you. They could just follow mm-hmm. the other person. So like having your own journey, your own story, and just knowing everyone's timeline is different, I feel like that takes so much pressure off of us as creators, because it can be a lot sometimes when you're seeing so many people. It's like almost being thrown in your face of all the things that you're not doing because you see everyone else doing them. Just a good reminder, like, especially in our generation, I feel like it's so nice because everyone is on different timelines. I'm sure our parents like felt so much pressure to be on that certain timeline where you like get married young and have kids young mm-hmm. and then you stay at the same job for 20 years and you buy a house yeah. and yeah, so crazy. But now I feel like it's way more accepted to be on that different timeline where a lot of people are getting married older, having kids later, like focusing on their career, traveling, and it's like okay because everyone just has different goals at the end of the day.
Yeah, I feel like whenever I get anxiety about this kind of stuff, like I know I'm comparing and I know I need to get off social media because I feel like that's like my red flag because I feel like it's easy to get sucked in. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's funny because I feel like our parents didn't have social media and like they just, yeah. someone told them a timeline and like they had no one to compare
and they all did it. They all did it.
And now, like, on social media, you can literally see a different way of life in, like, every single possibility, honestly. Mm-hmm. So I feel like sometimes it can be good to see that, but a lot of the times it can be harmful. So, yeah, just stay in your lane, put your blinders on, know when you're just scrolling too much and like you're stuck in the comparison hole. Yeah, do things that feel aligned to you.
Yeah, and I feel like you never know what people's backgrounds are, what their situations are, you know, financially, with family, anything. Someone could be fully supporting themselves. Someone could be being completely supported by someone else, you know? Like, it's just, everyone is seriously so different. It's like, you can't even compare because you don't even have the same life whatsoever. So... yeah. Just a good reminder to not get wrapped up in all of that. And again, what's meant to be yours will find you when it's the right time. And yeah, I feel like those are our kind of go-to reminders. So that was the last one. Hopefully this helped someone, at least one person, truly feel better about their mental health and how to approach things. And just kind of like as a check-in for quarter two of the year and all things coming up, because I feel like a lot of people are going to start to travel. I feel like I've seen so many engagements, so many weddings, so many baby announcements. Like there's just so much going on all the time. So just a good reminder to check your mental health and do what's best for you and prioritize your peace.
Yeah, always. And another mantra that I love is, if it costs your peace, it's too expensive. Okay.
Love that. Yeah. That's like such an OG quote. I love that. I feel like I've been pinning that for like years.
I know. Like truly.
Since Pinterest was like a thing, I think I pinned that.
Yes. It's so true.
But it never I feel like now it resonates a lot.
Yeah.
So it hits different. Mm-hmm. So totally. That is a wrap on this week's episode. Again, even if this just helped one person, it's so worth it. I feel like these are all such good reminders to have. And like, honestly, I want to like print these out and like put them on a wall and
I know
see them every single day and be reminded, because it's just so good. And I feel like when you can surround yourself with peace and the right people, then I feel like your situation, your mental health, your anxiety, everything is just at such a better level. And like regulating our bodies as women and like learning all about that, I feel like these things will truly, truly help with that. So we love you guys, sending you love and a big hug. If you're struggling with any of this, which I'm sure a lot of people are, because we all go through this, and we hope you have an amazing week, and we will chat in our next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.